USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says students who are vaccinated against COVID-19 will not have to wear masks in school this fall. The agency recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times. It also advises unvaccinated kids in the classroom maintain 3 feet of distance, but stresses that shouldn't stop classrooms from reopening. The CDC adding the guidelines aren't mandatory, as schools and districts may set their own policies. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the uptick of ransomware attacks in the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president is a believer in face-to-face diplomacy, and this call was an example of that.
Our evil, we know, operates in Russia and other countries around the world, and we don't have additional or new information suggesting the Russian government directed these attacks.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of work. Surfside Mayor Charlie Burkett says a couple of recovery workers have had to go to the hospital recently.
We did have two individuals, you know, that were injured. One was cardiac in nature and was transported to the hospital and is in a stable condition. The other individual was one of the task force members, which received a laceration. They required some sutures, but is stable and all right as well.
Search and rescue teams working 12-hour shifts daily. Republicans from around the United States are converging on Dallas, Texas for the second Conservative Political Action Conference, otherwise known as CPAC, this year. The conference, as with the event CPAC held in Orlando in February, is going to be headlined by former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr., the former president's son and chief surrogate, set to speak later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A former NFL superstar's daughter will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
My goals going into Tokyo are, you know, straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God. I think it's easy to, you know, get focused on other athletes or focused on the competition, but going into it, one of my main goals is to really just remain on the mission that I'm on and not be affected by anybody else.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer will seek clearance from U.S. regulators in the coming weeks to distribute a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine to heighten protection against infections as new virus strains rise. The company said it plans to start clinical trials in August of the new updated version of its vaccine that would better protect against the Delta variant. The CDC saying, though, as of right now, a booster shot is not necessary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.